This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Kia ora te whanau, talo fa lava, ahlan o masahlan, ni hao, kam lo, yuvla everyone, wanakam, hei li khoshamadi, konnichiwa, annyeong haseyo, pula vinaka, malolele.
The Dunedin Multicultural Council is a non-profit organisation that works to support the multi-ethnic communities in Otipoti.
Since many of our members are migrants, we focus on providing opportunities to get to know people and develop new skills.
Set up networks and links with the wider community of Dunedin.
Welcome to DMCC, Dunedin Multicultural Council On Air. Hey, I'm very lucky to have in the studio with us today is the president, the new president for 2025, Andrew Rudolph.
Kia ora, Peter. How are you?
Kia ora, Andrew. Welcome. We're very happy to have you on our program. So, first of all, where do you fuck a puck? whakapapa from?
Well, firstly, on my father's side, I whakapapa to the iwi Te Rawera, which is in the far north of the North Island on the west coast.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And a bit of a story there. Also, on my mother's side, I whakapapa to Ngāpuhi, which is the one of the northernmost iwi, yes. New Zealand's, actually New Zealand's largest iwi by population. So from the far north, but now a delicate southern flower living in Dunedin.
And what, tell me, Andrew, what brought you to Dunedin?
I actually came, well, firstly, many years ago I was on tour with a band, and we played in Dunedin for one night. We were here 24 hours, and within that 24 hours I fell in love with Dunedin, and I always knew that if I got the chance I would move back to Dunedin. And about 4 or 5 years later I decided to become a social worker, and so I was looking at what universities offered the social work degree, saw Otago, and that was it. Got my chance to move to Dunedin, and within about the first 3 months of being here, after I'd moved, I decided I was going to stay here probably, hopefully, forever kind of thing. So, yeah, just fell in love with the place, and why wouldn't you?
Exactly, why wouldn't you? And you've just taken over the role as the president of the Dunedin Multicultural Council, and I know you were on before. I arrived in 2021, when my mother was... with Suki Turner, who started the Multicultural Council here in Dunedin. So, you've had a bit of history with the council.
I have. I mean, my first stint on the council was, believe it was 2018 to 2020, while I was studying at the university. And I was actually secretary at that time, so I had an opportunity to get to know the organisation. And then kind of, as you do with community organisations, you kind of come in and out as time allows, because, you know, life happens and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I, you know, a few years later, I kind of wanted to get back into it, because I think the multicultural community in Dunedin is amazing, and just wanted to give something back and kind of help out. So I was fortunate to have been on the executive with the past president, Laxmanan Silvanason. And so I came back on. He kind of signaled a desire to stand down, and I think he'd been president for about 6 years at that stage. And I kind of, I thought it was a great opportunity to serve, basically serve the community, serve the multicultural community, serve the city. So I've stepped in, and of course it's pretty hard when you're taking over from a long-term president, because they've put so much work in and they've got so much knowledge, and, you know, then bang, it all lands in your lap. So, no, I'm looking forward to the challenge and looking forward to the, you know, the executive that we've got and the future plans.
And it's great too, I know from the last meeting we had, I know that our committee, our executive, are really happy to have you on board and to have some new blood in the committee, and just ready for something new. Hey, we started off the track with the started off the podcast with the Pātea Māori Club, and so, like, what, as you know, I get my interviewees to choose the songs that they like to play, and I said to Andrew, why did you choose Pātea Māori Club, which was playing first Poirier, which most New Zealanders know.
If memory serves me correctly, it came out in 1986, and I grew up in South Auckland, and there was, in the media, New Zealand was a different place at that time, much different to today. And for me as a child, it was one of the first times I'd actually heard something positive about Māori on media.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, when they created Poirier, they made it for the young people, you know, and they didn't say to the young people, hey, listen to this old thing. They said, we want to make something new to actually reach out to the young people. And I only found that out years later, but it very much worked in South Auckland. The moment Poirier came out, we were all breakdancing, you know, because there's a breakdancer on the video. And we just thought it was amazing. And so right to this very day, it is probably one of my all-time favorite songs, and I still get a smile when I hear it come on, you know, come on the radio or whatever. 6 years prior to its release, you could get in trouble for saying Kia ora.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so yeah. How far we've come when yeah. it comes to Māori and New Zealand.
You know, I'm involved with the country music clubs here in Otago, so I help out with their music and do workshops with them. A woman from Tapanui got up and sang Poie, and the whole place sang it. And it was so cool that, and we were in Balclutha, so it was all the local farmers there.
Yeah.
And I realised how entrenched it is as part of our pop culture that song is.
Absolutely. And I mean, I think too, it'll be here long after we're
That's
gone,
right.
and
yeah.
there'll be generations in the future dancing away to that song, just like I was as a young child in South Auckland 40 yeah. years ago.
So, tell me, where do you think your direction lies for, or where you think you want to go within the Dunedin Multicultural Council as president?
I mean, I have a strong desire to be, for myself and the organisation, to be of service to our community. And so finding ways to serve, finding ways to celebrate the difference that we have, finding ways to help others connect and reach out and have fellowship and come together yeah. because we're all part of the Dunedin community, we're all part of the city, and it's that togetherness which I believe makes us really strong.
Yeah.
We have to protect that, and we've got to make sure we give opportunities for that to occur. So things like, for example, our yearly Race Relations Week, our programs like Chai and Chat for our multicultural women's group, have them have the opportunity to come together, just looking for opportunities like that. And as I say, you know, service is a big thing for me, so that's what I'd like to do with my presidency of the organisation, is to make sure that I and we are serving the community that we're a part of.
Kia ora, Andrew. That's a nice look at the future and where your priorities lie, because, I mean, it's really important. And for me, being on Dunedin Multicultural Council, just realising how diverse this region is. And with the university and being involved with arts and culture, with the Dunedin Multicultural Council, how much I've found with other cultures that are here and how much they can contribute.
Absolutely. Last time I heard, we've got about 90 plus different ethnicities within the city.
Wow.
So we are a diverse multicultural city, and you know, you only need to look at the schools where kids are growing up together, they're friends, they share experiences. It's beautiful to see. And I want to make sure that Dunedin is the best place to be, quite simply.
So if you want to find out more information about Dunedin Multicultural Council, just contact Otago Access Radio and we'll be able to give you contacts to the president, and I'm the vice president, and to other people on the committee if you'd like to find out more and be involved. Hey, this next song is another New Zealand group that Andrew chose as part of our playlist, and another group that's very well known in this country, Herbs. So we're just going to go to their song Long Ago.
Imagine all those memories in your mind.
You're listening to The Herbs Long Ago. And I'm very happy to be interviewing in the studio tonight is the president of Dunedin Multicultural Council, Andrew Rudolph. And by the way, all the songs that we're playing on our show tonight, on our podcast, was chosen by Andrew. So thank you, Andrew. It's great to hear some songs that I grew up with too. And I really love the Herbs Band. So we're talking about Dunedin Multicultural Council, and I said last week about that I was going to interview the exec. So it's nice to have the president here, our new president, Andrew. And we'd like to talk about some of the programs that we're running and things that we'd like to see happen, programs that we'd like to put out there in the community. One of them is Chai and Chat.
Absolutely. Chai and Chat is a program that's been running for years at this stage. Certainly it was around when I was first on the executive back in 2018. And it's a wonderful program because it allows women of all different ethnicities and cultures to come together and discuss women's issues in a safe space, in a place where they can find that fellowship. And I think that's pretty incredible. Personally, I think women need that space, especially our multicultural community. They need that space to be able to talk, receive all kinds of information around health and well-being and welfare and services and all this kind of stuff. So I'm really proud that we as the Multicultural Council have that program going every third Friday of the month. It seems like we might be having some interest in it occurring more regularly, but we'll wait and see what the women of the program say. So that's if for those listeners out there, if they're interested, they can get a hold of us through the Facebook page, the Dunedin Multicultural Facebook page, and find out more information. But every third Friday at Community House.
Yeah, so for those who don't know, Community House is on Princess Street just by the Octagon. Where we broadcast from as well. So another program we have is Heart and Soil, and that's been going quite well and been running for a period of time.
Yeah, it has. We've been lucky to have a couple of long-term volunteers who've been assisting with that. Beryl Lee, our former president of the Dunedin Multicultural Council, did it for many years. We have a new volunteer at the moment.
Sue Neville.
Neville, who's doing an amazing job. Yes. It's every first, if please correct me if I'm wrong, Peter, first and third Saturdays and second and fourth Sundays.
That's right.
And it's at Musselburgh School, and it's a great spot. The school itself is very involved. They've got lots of wonderful ideas. They have been an incredible host for this and a great supporter of the program as well. So that's Heart and Soil. We obviously have the DMCC on air, led ably by Peter Keisher, our vice president. That's something that's been going for a few years now as well. So that's a great way. You're obviously listening, so you know you must think it's all right. And another one that we've kind of had this on the back burner, and maybe we'll look at bringing it back because we understand that men's mental health as well is hugely important. It's an area that is very underserved, and I think we would like to see Men With Mana, our men's mental health program, coming back. Where effectively it's an opportunity for men to come together, do some cooking, and have a chance of fellowship and an opportunity to talk about men's issues and find help within the community.
And what a great program, because I've been to like a dozen or so of the Men With Mana program, and men are basically cooking dinner. They do all the work, they clean up, and when the dinner's cooked, families are welcome, like the woman and children and friends turn up and eat and the men clean up afterwards. But the camaraderie and the joking and the music, it is a great therapeutic time for men, because it's like being boys again and laughing and acting like boys.
But, so I mean, that's a program that is a bit on hiatus at the moment, yes. But we're looking to bring that back in the future, so keep an ear out for it.
So once again, I'm really thankful to have to be able to interview and talk to our new president, Andrew Rudolph. And like I said, he chose the music on here, and we're going to go out with another icon in the New Zealand music, which is a song that a lot of us know from OMC, the Ōtara Millionaires Club. Aye. What a name! And how bizarre. So, yeah. And you would have been breakdancing to this as well.
I was a little bit older, so I was grooving in the back seat kind of thing.
Well, take care, and we'll see you next week on Tuesday, 6 p.m.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.